Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the Come Across podcast. I'm Raul Pop, and in each edition, I'll present you with brief synopses of news or products I've stumbled on. Those same articles and/or product info will be collected and available for you to download from my podcast's website, www.comeacross.info. I hope everyone had a good holiday break and a happy new year. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, a belated Merry Christmas. I tell you, it was hard to pull myself back into the swing of things and put out the next episode, but here I am, finally. Okay, let's get started. Caviar exports were canceled recently in a move to stop the extinction of the sturgeon. The Secretariat of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, the acronym is CITES, C-I-T-E-S, described it as a temporary measure to compel nations that still export caviar and other sturgeon products to demonstrate that their fishing practices are not driving the remaining populations toward extinction. Previous bans in 2001 and 2002 were lifted when exporting nations agreed to follow stricter conservation measures. Unfortunately, none have lived up to them, and sturgeon populations continued to fall, leading to true extinction in certain parts of the world. Personally, I don't see how the eggs and sperm of a fish can be desirable and expensive. And yes, I've eaten caviar, but for the sake of quote-unquote discerning palates everywhere, I hope the sturgeon is weaned back from the brink of extinction. For more info, see article entitled Caviar Exports Canceled in Move to Stop Sturgeon Extinction by C.J. Chivers from the New York Times. E. Inc., the company that specializes in electronic paper displays, has teamed up with Citizen to produce a bendable clock. The clock offers a thin, lightweight, fully flexible form factor combined with substantially lower power consumption over traditional displays through its use of E. Inc. imaging film. The clock is 3 millimeters thick with a total weight of 1.5 kilograms and a battery life that is 20 times longer than conventional digital clocks. This info comes from a press release. See the link entitled Citizen and E Inc. Demonstrate Bendable Clock. There's a photo accompanying the press release and it looks really cool. I wonder if I can get one for my living room wall. We've all heard of the tight control that China maintains on the internet access of its countrymen. Chinese searching for or posting quote-unquote black words on the internet are likely to be arrested, tried, and imprisoned for up to 10 years on charges of subversion, revealing state secrets, or spreading propaganda injurious to the state. Sounds pretty sick, right? Well, did you also know that it's American companies who are working hand-in-hand with the Chinese government to help them get this devilish scheme working? Here's a partial list. Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Cisco, Sun Microsystems, and even Skype. Read the article to get details about what each company does there. Of course, these companies have the best capitalist intentions. They're in it for the money, they say, although they couch it in nice language such as, it's a complex and difficult issue. That's from Microsoft. Rebecca McKinnon, quoted in the article, a former foreign correspondent in China who now specializes in internet censorship, puts it best when she says, if these American technology companies have so few qualms about giving in to Chinese government demands to hand over Chinese user data or censor Chinese people's content, can we be sure they won't do the same thing in response to potentially illegal demands by an overzealous government agency in our own country? Or will we all sit there like frogs in water, being brought very slowly to a boil? How true this really is. I urge all of you to write letters to these companies and tell them how disappointed you are that they cower in front of communists and lack the backbone to stand up for the democratic ideals that allowed them to prosper and get where they are today. For more info about this situation in China, see article entitled China's Tyranny Has the Best High-Tech Help by Jonathan Mirsky of the International Herald Tribune. As long as we're talking about China, let's point out another huge problem there, healthcare. It seems the communists there can't even do that right. although communism is supposed to be about providing equally for all, or so they say. While healthcare is acceptable in the cities, it's non-existent in rural areas. Stray dogs and rats walk the halls of the clinics there, and basic supplies are lacking. 79% of the population is now uninsured, and doctors refuse to treat them without payment in dollars. See, The Bottom Drops Out of a Chinese Safety Net by Howard French of the New York Times, courtesy of the International Herald Tribune. While I'm covering depressing news, let me get you to swallow another little pill. An article on CNN.com details how corruption may now be the worst in congressional history. Democrats are alleging that, and this is a quote, since 1995, Republicans have turned our Democratic government into an engine of patronage, not one of responsible policy. They have linked their party and the business of the country to powerful lobbyists in an unprecedented attempt to eliminate the will of the American people from the legislative process. Heavy, isn't it? Who said it? A congresswoman, Representative Louise Slaughter of New York. The article is called Democrats, GOP selling U.S. to highest bidder. In a ruling reminiscent of China's communism, Magistrate Judge Gorenstein of the Federal Court for the Southern District of New York, fine judge he is, issued an opinion permitting the government to use cell site data to track a cell phone's physical location without the government having to obtain a search warrant based on probable cause. Scary? Yes, not because you might have something to hide, simply because you could be watched at any time. It's an invasion of privacy, it's spying. It's eerily similar to communist secret police tactics, where your phone would be bugged but you wouldn't know about it. It could be followed wherever you went but you didn't know about it. It's disgusting. I can't believe we're just taking this sort of thing sitting down. See article called Bad Ruling on Cell Phone Tracking, What a Difference a G Makes, posted by Kevin Bankston to EFF.org/deeplinks. Okay, now for something completely different. There's a rumor floating around that Apple is going to eliminate FireWire. Why? No reason is offered. See, Apple to eliminate FireWire in the article list. Through the grapevine, I heard that FireWire chips are more expensive and also bigger than USB chips. Most of us also know that external SATA is here, and although it's still a fairly new technology, Apple might simply choose to go with the USB and external SATA or SATA in the near future. I'm curious to see what will happen. An Israeli company called AppNano has developed a material that is 5 times the strength of steel and at least twice as strong as any material used in protective gear. AppNano subjected their armor to steel projectiles traveling at 1.5 kilometers a second. The armor withstood the shock and even maintained its original appearance. The shock was equivalent to 250 tons of pressure per square centimeter, or like dropping 4 diesel locomotives onto an area no larger than a fingernail. Pretty cool. For more info, see Nano Armor 5 times stronger than steel in the article list. A new personal computer design has just won a $50,000 prize from a competition called Microsoft's Next Generation Windows PC Design. The computer is called Bookshelf and works in a similar fashion. Add-on hardware is stacked next to a central processing cube like books on a shelf. Each component features digital rights management and could be provided by digital service providers. Sort of looks like a little booklet that you sit next to the central processing unit. They've got photos. It's an interesting concept, I'll say that. For more info, see New Personal Computer Design Wins Microsoft Competition. Spanish long-distance swimmer David Mecca completed a 26-hour non-stop crossing from the Spanish mainland to the island of Ibiza during the first week of January. On the way, he had to overcome bouts of vomiting and swarms of jellyfish. He swam only using his arms to conserve energy and wore a neoprene suit to help him withstand the cold. This was his longest swim yet. See Man Beats Jellyfish and Vomiting in Swim from Reuters Oddly Enough News. A fairly new sport called snow kiting is taking off, literally. It works the same way as kiteboarding, where a boarder holds onto a kite to maneuver the waves. Here, similar kites are used to propel skiers or boarders across plains and even up hills and slopes. They can even take off, or rather do extended jumps, they say up to 100 feet in the air, depending on their skill level. The adventures of a snow kiting group who met on the plains of Utah for a day of fun are detailed in an article from the travel section of the New York Times entitled Skiing Up the Slopes, Powered by the Wind, by David Arnold. All right, that's it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening. I'm Raoul Pop, signing off until next time.